1,000
the better
1,000
stories.
1,000 better stories.
You're listening to 1,000 Better Stories, the Scottish Communities Climate Action Network's podcast, sharing stories of community-led climate action in Scotland to help us all imagine the better and fairer future and transform what we think is possible. Welcome to our Everyday Changemakers series. We blethers with everyday people taking climate action in their communities. Hello, it's Kashka, your story weaver. Today I share the second Everyday Changemaker story from my visit in Dumfries last October. I speak to Tom from Shacks at their warehouse and second-hand shop located within the Crichton Estate, in the south of the town. Entering Crichton is like being transported to another age. Large lawns, mature trees and gardens separating beautiful mid-19th century red sandstone buildings. There's very little traffic on the roads and views open up across the Neath Valley as the place sits on the top of a low ridge. This out-of-town area was developed in the mid-1800s at the bequest of Elizabeth Crichton as a psychiatric hospital, world-leading not only in the treatment of patients but also in its architecture and environment. The site very much still retains the original character, and I could see how this beautiful, calm and relaxing setting would be helpful for people dealing with mental health issues. Since the mid-1990s, it's been under management of Crichton Trust, and it hosts a multitude of businesses and organizations. This includes Shacks, where I was heading that morning. Before we sat down for a chat with our cups of tea in the quiet back room, Tom showed me around the building.
Do a lot of stuff we hear. Stuff comes in, it gets revolve checked, so we're checking for rips, tears, stains, fire labels, things like that, because we're revolve accredited. In this area, we have all the electronics coming in, so this is where it gets part tested, function tested. As you come in, you've got your dining tables, electronics on the left, and on the right, you've got usually the white goods here. They usually go quite quick. We have a lot of sofas, a lot of turnaround in the sofas and things.
These shoes, look at that, sorry. Sorry, I get distracted. Look at the sequins on that.
Yeah, lots of new shoes. We tend to have a lot of stuff that comes in with still tags on. It's loved in here. Everybody loves playing with the old scales. Part of the building when it used to be the laundry.
Oh, right. Oh, this is that big platform you just step on it.
Behind that door is the remakery.
So that's the upcycling place.
So we have the desk here. We tank this out, so...
Is there anything that's quite unusual that you have in stock right now?
I've kind of got numb to what's unusual because we get some random things and people will buy like the most mundane normal thing, but it's not what they're using it for. They're going to change it into something completely different. We're trying to encourage them to send us some before and after pictures of the day because we like that and we can pass that on. And here is the wee Aladdin's cave of bric-a-brac. So this is all. My name's Tom Burns. I work for Shacks, which is a charity that provides starter packs to the homeless. The donations that we get coming in, we then retail them, so we sell them. Donations are delivered and we collect as well. That money is then raised to provide starter packs. So starter packs are for things like bedding, towels, cleaning, sanitary, kids' packs, so like bags with little... stuff for school and things like that. So there's loads of different things that go into there and we provide them to the homeless. My role here is the marketing officer. We provide all the information online, so social media, Facebook, Instagram, hopefully TikTok soon. And then we've got the website and everything as well, so I do a lot of the photography, the video, as well as the SEO and all the media stuff and creating the content for that as well.
Tell me about a favourite place in Dumfries.
My favourite place in Dumfries, there's loads of places in Dumfries, like Claverick Castle, all these walks and all the places around about you, there's a load of greenery and countryside and gardens and walks and cycle routes and things like that, but I'm a bit of a workaholic, so I've been here 5 years, so I actually enjoy coming in here because it means I can come in, I can help people, I get to meet the volunteers, I get to meet the staff, I get to meet the customers, I get to find out about their stories, and you learn a lot more for that, and that's more fulfilling than me going out and playing sports or whatever. I'm not a sporty fan.
And can you tell us a bit about where you actually based? Where are we based here?
So we're based in the Crichton Grounds in Dumfries, which is used to be mental health in the hospital, and the building we're in used to be the old laundry for that. Now we've used that as our sort of base. So we have the warehouse, which is, and then our goods in, goods out area, and then we've got the office and things as well and all. So it's always nice because it's always well manicured and everybody's friendly and everybody sort of supports everybody around here. In the summer when all the flowers and the trees are up and the gardens are on and the cyclists are out and the people walk in and you get all the pets coming in and the dogs, and it's brilliant.
So how did you get involved in this work?
So it was originally set up by, I think it was the River Life Church in Scotland, and then it progressed on to be the charity that it is now. The aims of the charity have always been to try and support the homeless people and reduce waste and stuff going to landfill, which we do quite a lot. And also, because we're a Revolve accredited store, things that don't meet the Revolve standard for sale, we then go to recycling centres and things, so there's a lot of things that get recycled.
What about your own personal journey? Can you share how you ended up in the position?
So I actually suffered really badly from anxiety and depression in 2016, 17, I think it was. The position came up as a funded post for working in the retail as a driver. So I'd no longer just passed my driving test as well. I love cars. And then it took me about 2 weeks to put the form in. That's how bad my anxiety was when you leave the house and things, couldn't sleep. I fumbled my way through the interview, managed to get in. And ever since then, I've built up my confidence. I moved on from driving a van to then being team leader to now being marketing officer. They also helped me and supported me setting up my own car detailing business as well. And it's one of the main reasons that I still stay here, because of the impact they've had on me. The amount of volunteers and staff that we get through, if we can help all of them and help people in our local community, supporting them out of being homeless, which in turn helps our mental health, it's a big thing for me. That's how it impacts me, and that's why I'm still here. I love it.
So it sounds like an amazing place to be in.
Definitely,
yeah,
is.
What a transformation.
It's a side that people don't usually see. We do a lot of the stuff on the website and things like that, for what we divert for landfill, we would help and things like that. But we're starting to release a wee bit more with the stories with the volunteers, so they can see they're getting their milestones, Salt Tire Awards, and just showing that there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, it's not just about things, it's mostly about people
isn't
it?
In the community, especially. We're very community orientated.
What's your most cherished possession?
Personally?
Yes.
I don't know, it's more, I don't think it's a thing. It's mere my ability to see the good in everybody. Like, I like seeing somebody that's maybe not so confident, and I like being the yin that can help them, because it comes from something that I've done. Like, I've been, and I'm like, if I can get over it, or I can struggle with something, I can make sure you're good. And that's what it is when I help people like that. That's what I like. Items to me, things are things. You can always replace things. People and feelings, you can't.
So when I say circular economy or circular communities, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
So a circular economy to me is ensuring that everything that we use can be repurposed, reused, that we try and reduce some waste, and empowering people with knowledge to ensure that they can then repurpose, and it can affect their ways in different lives as well. We used to do upcycling classes as well, which we're hoping to start again. So that's another thing where the community could come in and participate in these different classes. And obviously our warehouse supervisor, she is very crafty. She taught us a lot. We've done things like upcycling, like lamps and different types of furniture. They've done book folding, like Christmas trees and hedgehogs, which I never thought I'd enjoy, but I got Gain a book and then showed me, and because I'm me, I had to finish it, so I learned how to make a hedgehog out of a book.
What's the biggest challenge Shax has faced and had to overcome, and what's the lessons that you learned from that?
So I think the biggest thing is the amount of people with the cost of living, with COVID happening, all the other things that are happening, especially community-wise. We're not a big city, so everybody sort of pitches in and helps, because they've never had a marketing role before. So it's making sure that everybody's aware of what we're doing, how we're trying to help, and we're just being resilient and making sure that we're pushing through and showing that there is support available if people get in contact with us for homeless support, or there's some other form of that, because there's usually something else that goes with it that we don't provide, but we will all signpost. We work with, I think it's well over 30 different organisations that get referrals in, and we do a lot of work with different communities, and it's making sure that you're using all these resources and everybody's helping each other, and I think that's how we've managed to keep going. We're doing quite well, and we can still help as many folk.
Where in the world are you happiest?
Anywhere. Absolutely anywhere. I'm always happy, I'm always positive. So I'm happy whether I'm at home or in the garden, or I'm at work. I love work. I love work too much. Or when I'm driving in the car, or I'm listening to music. I love it all.
What's the most useful resource you can point people to who might be interested in running similar organisation or working in a similar area? You know, it's a community group.
Obviously, we have a lot of resources. We can point people in directions. There's citizen advisors, and you've got Circle Up Communities as well. We had a volunteer-friendly award, and this year we have got, for the next 3 years, is investing in volunteers. So that means that we meet a certain criteria of being friendly for volunteers. It doesn't matter what your background is. We have people with all different abilities. So we're very, very inclusive in Sharks, and we try and support and teach skills that we can maybe move on to different things.
Do you think that volunteers are happier to come and work with you?
Definitely. We have volunteers that we have had for like 8 years, longer than I've been here.
Wow.
That come in all the time, and they get to do a range of different tasks. We get volunteers that come in, and I get a hug for them when every day that they're in, and like, it's very family friendly, kind of like everybody gets on, everybody makes sure everybody's all right. If somebody's having a sort of bad day, we kind of make sure if they want to talk about it, they can talk about it. If they don't, they don't. And it's such a nice environment.
I'll ask everybody this, and it's sort of trying to travel in time into the future, 10 years from now, and trying to imagine what this place would be like if everybody did everything possible to address all the crisis that we're facing at the moment. And then I would like you to share one memory from that future with us.
I think I already know it. So we have got awarded land on here to build on, if we can get funding and things like that, for a new build, which in 10 years' time, it'll be a nice, warm, heated building. It'll have a nice place where all the clothes are. It's all merchandise and everything's all really nice, so when you come in, when you walk through them doors, you see it, and you see that the reusing used items aren't what people think it is. You come in and you see the quality, that it's nice and clean, that when you come in it smells fresh. It's like a store. It's just like anything else when you come in. And then we have somewhere where they're maybe doing something with the upcycling, so you maybe get that sense of paper mache or things like that, just glue and the paint and the everything that goes with that. And I think being in that moment after for where they started to that would be amazing, where it's just they've kind of got that really nice building and somewhere that's community driven, where they can come in and they can actually sit, and if there's a cafe where they could come in, they could speak to us, have a conversation, find out the support in a friendly way.
If you think about the space, what would it sound like?
You know, when you walk into a cafe and you hear indistinct chatter, you hear the people that are happy, they're talking, it's not too loud, you can hear the coffee machine on, you can hear people talking and about the books and things and having conversations and passing information. We have people coming in and they're telling us about their day, how they're getting on. When you're clapping the pets, so you'll hear the pets getting a wee bark as well, and like things getting moved about, trolleys and pallet trucks, and just a busy, nice working environment where it's like, it'd be amazing.
Cool. I'm visiting in 10 years' time.
I hope so.
The final thing is, anything you would like to add that we haven't spoken about yet?
I've got, it's just for example, what we do, like just some of the stats is, recently we've had a 42% increase in homeless referrals for the starter pack since between April and August compared to last year. Roughly, usually every year, is 115 tonnes of waste we divert for landfill. We were invested in volunteers, we've had 213 work experience placements,
wow,
and 2,638 homeless people helped as well. So we help a lot of people, and that just grows and grows as the demand goes on, and depending on what crisis and stuff going on, but we've always kind of met that demand. Everybody pitches in for the people that we get donations from, the people that come in and buy, the volunteers that help, the staff that help put it out with the volunteers, and it's just, it's amazing that whole, like, economy, the whole circle of family, people that just help, and it's crazy. It's brilliant.
Great. Well, thank you so much for chatting.
Mm. Well, thank you very much.
I truly hope Shacks will soon be able to move from the old laundry building into a purpose-built space at Crichton to help them bring even more heart and care into the local circular economy. In the show notes, I've linked their website as well as that of the Circular Community Scotland Network, which they are a member of, plus the other resources we talked about. I did not have to travel far for my next interview. I crossed the road and a couple of lawns to get to one of the big red sandstone buildings next door. I was meeting Rachel from the Crichton Trust itself. Tune in next week for that story. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a like and share it with others. It'll really help us reach a wider audience. If something exciting is happening in your own community, be sure to let us know so that we can help you tell your own story. You can drop our story weavers a line at stories@scan.scot. It's scan, S-C-C-A-N, dot scot, S-C-O-T. We also offer training and mini grant support to community storytellers. To keep up to date with our offerings and everything Scan, check out our website at scan.scot or find us on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram, or simply sign up to the newsletter.